Something as simple as I get to do this instead of I have to, right? How many times you're like, well, I have to go to the store and I have to go pick up my kids and have to, you know, and you're like thinking about or telling somebody all the things you have to do. But like just reframing that with one little word, I get to. Oh, I get to pick up my kids in a while. I get to go to the store and buy food. You have money to buy food. That's amazing. Great job. Go you. You have kids to love on and to take care of. Amazing. You'd be so lonely at sitting in silence without your children. And so getting to do things versus having to do them. It's just so simple. Or saying that something is hard or difficult, right? Yeah. Instead of saying that is hard, maybe that feels a little hard, but I bet I can do it. It's just a simple change that you can make to begin to train yourself to think differently.
Welcome to Believe and Become, spirit-led breakthrough for transformation that lasts.
We're Josh and Karina Grieger, authors, speakers, and freedom coaches who help Christians like you break free from anxiety, burnout, and spiritual frustration by renewing your mind and walking in truth.
If you're hungry for real, lasting change and ready to grow in identity, peace, and purpose, you're in the right place.
Let's believe what God says and become who He created us to be.
Welcome to the Believe and Become podcast. We're so glad that you're joining us today. We are excited for the message that we have to share with you, and just know that God is doing something amazing in you right now. Even as you listen to this, He is imparting His grace for you to change, for you to grow, and to be set free from the things that have held you back in the past. And today we're going to be talking about the power of declarations, just declaring God's truth over ourselves. And Jesus said, you'll know the truth. If you abide in my words, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
So that is our calling, is to set people free, to see people set free by God's word. And as always, if you're enjoying our podcast, please leave us a review, a rating, subscribe, and share the episodes with your friends that need to hear this message of hope. We appreciate that. That really helps us out a lot. So we're going to talk about the power of our words. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. That is a powerful verse that is full of wisdom that we can harness to change our lives. It tells us that our words are so powerful, and we really need to pay attention to what we're saying. And we have the power to speak life or death over ourselves. I always used to read that verse and go, oh no, I am saying the wrong things. Like, I really focused in on the negative side
on
of that,
death.
On the death part. And it wasn't until more recently that I realized that there's a promise in that verse that says, if you speak life over yourself, you're going to reap the benefit of that. You're going to see the fruit of your life-filled words in your life. So it's so important to realize what you're saying over yourself, what you're saying to your family, your friends, your loved ones, everybody around you.
Yeah.
It's a warning, but it is also a promise that you can speak life over your kids, over your spouse. And that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah. I think a lot of us do that. We look at the scripture and we see the condemnation or the scary parts, right? But to recognize that there's a promise in here that if you love speaking life, if you love yourself and those around you with your tongue, then you will get to bear good fruit in your life. That's so beautiful. Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. And this is 100% positive, right? There's nothing in here that you can take away and go, oh, woe is me. But when we speak kindness, when we speak pleasant things over other people, we're actually refreshing them. We are soothing and bringing health and life to others. And I think even to ourselves, when we speak pleasant words to ourselves. We talked about last time how you hear yourself talk the most, right? I'm the one whose words I listen to the most. I'm the one to whom I speak the most. And I really love the idea that if you wouldn't say it to your best friend or to your spouse or somebody that you love deeply, to your son or daughter, don't say it to yourself. And that goes for the things we say in our heads as well. But when we can speak pleasant words, when we choose to speak life, we're actually bringing sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. So we can actually speak health and life into existence in our own lives and in the lives of others. I think about how often I have heard somebody say something to me that either brought hope and joy or felt like a gut punch. Like, you can actually feel people's words. When somebody says something negative to you, something cutting to you, I feel a visceral response. You know, if somebody's saying something unkind, mean, or even a little sarcastic, a little bit, you know, like they mean it, but they don't, you can feel the words. And it goes the same way in the positive. When somebody says something kind to you, when somebody says, wow, you look so cute today, or I love when you are around because I just feel so happy, it immediately lifts your spirit. It makes you feel better. And so it's not just theory, it's something that's actually physical. Our words carry substance. And when we are willing to consider what we're saying and speak truth and life and beauty, we can actually bring a substance of life and health and beauty, not just to ourselves, but to those around us. And I believe into the atmosphere.
I think we've all experienced that.
Yeah.
Especially when we're children, when we're young, we're vulnerable to those words that people, how many of us carry around words that somebody spoke over to us when we were a little kid? They said, you're dumb, or you're ugly, or, you know, all that stuff that kids say to each other. Yeah. Or maybe it was from an adult, which is even worse, but that even shapes our identity going forward through the rest of our lives. Some of us still carry around those things. Mm-hmm. And so we just need to recognize that there's power in our words, but also recognize that we can use our own words to overcome those false identities, the lies that were spoken over us when we were younger. We can have victory. In fact, right now, I just feel the Lord imparting grace to you to overcome those negative words that have been spoken to over you when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's so good.
And he's bringing freedom and healing and restoration to you right now. So what are declarations? I used to think that it was some kind of new age mumbo jumbo kind of thing. You know, affirmations were kind of trendy a while back.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. But
I think they still kind of are.
Still are. It's kind of like Oprah, you know, if I just say it, the universe will bring it to me, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there is a biblical basis for speaking truth. Like we talked about in Proverbs, but over and over again, through the Bible, God commands us. He commanded Joshua, don't let these words depart from your mouth.
Yeah.
The word of the law, that you would meditate on it and keep bringing it back up.
Yeah.
And over again, the Bible talks about the power of our words and declaring the truth. And so declarations that are based on the truth of God's word, it activates that truth in us.
Yeah. That's good.
So it goes from just written words on the page to something that brings life to us as we say them out loud. Mm-hmm. So myth number one, you can't do your declarations in your mind. You have to actually say them out loud so that you hear them.
Yes.
That's and we talked about the hearing of faith in our last episode. So you can hear those words and that changes the way that you think. God created our minds to be very, very powerful. And you can actually tell your brain what to think. Your spirit and your soul are different from your brain. You can tell your brain what to think. And this is one of the ways you do it, by declaring the truth. So find God's truth and come into agreement with it. Speak it out loud over yourself. There are other people, over the situations in your lives. If there's something you're struggling with, a bad situation, or you feel negative about yourself, find what God says about you in his word and personalize that and say it out loud. And those things that you hear God speak to you as in your quiet time, as you're praying and he speaks to you, or especially verses that you're reading and he highlights those, they jump off the page. And that feels like, wow, I've never read it that way before. It has that life that comes through his word. Record those, write that down, and then say it over yourself regularly.
Yeah.
We like to do declarations in the morning and in the evening. And that's powerful to change the course of your life.
Yeah. I actually had a similar kind of thought about declarations before we really learned what they were and how to use them. And actually, when we started ministry school in first year, we were already getting declarations to say over ourselves. And I was just like, this is kind of weird. Like, I'm probably not going to do that. Or I would read through them and be like, yeah, I agree with those, but not really understanding how to use them or why. And it wasn't until I received a list of declarations that there's a scripture with every single one.
Yeah.
And I began to see that actually I'm not just saying things, I'm coming into agreement with what God says. And for me, that was what was necessary for my mind to go, oh, okay. So I'm not just trying to convince myself that something is or isn't true. I'm actually trying to bring my mind, my thoughts, myself into alignment with the word of God. And so for me, that was really important to see that my declarations were scriptural and that they are bringing me into unity with the Lord. Declarations are not ignoring the facts. And I think that's a place where a lot of people can get tripped up as well. It's not something where we're like, well, this is, you know, this is the situation, but I'm just going to say the opposite. And then that's what's going to happen, right? So that kind of goes along with that, like you bringing the universe into alignment with you or whatever. But we're actually believing that the truth is higher than facts. And so what that might look like is, say you have a broken ankle and you're not going to say, my ankle is not broken. My ankle is not broken. Right? This isn't going to fix your ankle. But the truth is that Jesus died so that you could be healed, right? Salvation is saved, delivered, and healed. And so Jesus paid the price for my healing. By his stripes, I am healed, Isaiah 53. And so we begin to declare those things over ourselves or our situation. God, thank you that you paid the price. Jesus, by your stripes, I am healed. By your stripes, this foot or this ankle is healed. And so we begin to come into agreement with the truth. And it may not make your ankle immediately healed, but you're speaking strength and health to your body, like we just learned about in Proverbs. There's also that beautiful verse in Ephesians that talks about how the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of us. And that power gives life to our mortal bodies. So for me, I have appropriated that verse for myself and I declare it over myself. Whenever I start to have pain, I will say, God, thank you that the same power that is in Jesus that raised him from the dead is at work in my body, bringing health and life to every cell, life to my spine, life to my joints, life to wherever the pain is. And so we're just coming into agreement with heaven. I'm not going to say I don't have pain, but I will say I break agreement with pain, and pain, you cannot be in my body anymore. So I will speak to the pain, but I'm not going to declare I don't have a headache and just like grin and bear it. That's not going to make anything better. And I love this verse in Joel chapter 3, verse 10, let the weak say, I am strong. Even though I might feel weak, I know that I am strong in Christ. So we get to speak the truth over the facts. The truth is greater than the facts.
Notice that it doesn't say, let the weak think I am strong.
Come on.
It says, say it.
Yeah.
So it's actually telling you to say it out loud. We talked about renewing your mind. Mm-hmm. You're not just fighting the lie that you're believing, saying, I'm not going to believe that.
Right.
I'm not going to think that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to act that way. You're actually taking the truth and replacing the lie with the truth. Let the weak say, I am strong. Bring it to the New Testament. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. His strength is made perfect in my weakness.
Yes, his grace is sufficient.
His grace is sufficient for me. And those are promises to us. Those are God's beautiful, beautiful promises to us that we can take hold of by just saying them out loud. And it's almost like it feels too easy. I don't know. There's so many things in the Bible where, I mean, some of it feels hard, but then God's promises are like, actually, this is pretty easy.
Yeah.
And we've experienced a transformation that's possible.
Yeah.
You're just paying attention to your words and what you're saying and changing those words.
Yeah. I actually wanted to go back to at the beginning, you were talking about how all through the Bible, there are scriptures when where God tells people to speak. And you think about in Ezekiel, when God tells him, speak to the dry bones, when in the beginning, God spoke and the heavens and the earth were created. He created by his voice. Jesus is called the word of God, the spoken word of God. And so all throughout scripture, it's not just here or there. I mean, it's literally over and over. And even when you think of Ananias and Sapphira, they came and they spoke a lie and they were killed. I mean, literally, your words have life and death in them and on them. And so often throughout the scriptures, you will see somebody is either speaking and something happens, or they are being commanded to speak or not speak, right? There are times when God's like, don't talk, like Zechariah with the birth of John. It's like, just don't talk. You don't have enough faith for this, but I do. So I'm going to just silence your voice. And so we see over and over again where our words are powerful and they can bring about things that maybe wouldn't have been when we align ourselves and we speak the truth of what God is saying and we speak in agreement with him, then we're actually partnering with him to bring about his will on earth. And so our words are so, so powerful.
So why do we use declarations? We're harnessing the power of our tongues and we're speaking life over ourselves.
Yeah.
James chapter 3 talks about the power of the tongue and how it steers your life, how a small rudder can direct a huge, huge ship. We went on a cruise recently, and that is a gigantic, gigantic ship.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty small rudder that can move that giant ship. And I love that even a small course correction over a long period of time can get you in a completely different place.
That's
so even if you don't struggle with really negative thoughts or really negative words, but just bringing it a little bit higher and saying, I'm going to stand on these promises and I'm going to declare them over myself, that can make a huge difference in where you end up in life.
Something as simple as I get to do this instead of I have to, right? How many times you're like, well, I have to go to the store and I have to go pick up my kids and have to, you know, and you're like thinking about or telling somebody all the things you have to do, but like just reframing that with one little word, I get to, oh, I get to pick up my kids in a while. I get to go to the store and buy food. You have money to buy food. That's amazing. Great job. Go you. You have kids to love on and to take care of. Amazing. You'd be so lonely sitting in silence without your children. And so getting to do things versus having to do them. It's just so simple. Or saying that something is hard or difficult, right?
Yeah.
Instead of saying that is hard, maybe that feels a little hard, but I bet I can do it. It's just a simple change that you can make to begin to train yourself to think differently.
That's so good. How many times have we said, oh my gosh, this is so hard. This assignment I have to do is hard,
yeah,
or changing
this
project is hard, or reading the Bible is so hard.
I had to get up early and spend time with Jesus and it's so hard.
But it just saying, I like to just say it's easy.
Yeah.
And that actually helps.
Yeah.
The Lord gave me a vision. We were sitting in class one day, and he just said, whenever it feels hard, here's an easy button. Like, you remember the Staples easy buttons? And you just push that. When it feels hard, it's easy. And Karina and the boys actually got me one for my birthday. They ordered it on Amazon where it just says, it's easy when you push it. And that has made such a huge difference. Like writing a book, that felt really hard.
Yeah.
But I would just push that button and say, no, you know, it's easy.
Yeah.
I'm called to do this. God gives me grace. He gives me his supernatural power to do it, which leads me to one of my favorite verses in the Bible, Ephesians 4:29. Did you know that we can actually impart grace to ourselves through our words? It says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. We are the biggest hearers of our own words.
Yep.
We hear ourselves talking the most of anybody. And so if we're speaking truth, we can impart grace to ourselves.
Yeah.
Grace is God's supernatural power to change, to do what he's asked us to do. Mm-hmm. And so the more that we hear ourselves speaking the truth, the more grace we receive. And so why not? Why not take advantage of that? That's a great promise from the Lord, that we can impart grace to ourselves. We can release God's supernatural power over ourselves as we speak. And just like Abraham did, we talked about that in the last episode. He was Abram. He changed his name to Abraham, father of nations or multitudes. And every time he would say, my name's Abraham, he's reminding himself, I'm a father of a multitude. I'm a father of a nation. Abraham is used over and over in the Bible as an example of great faith and how he used his words to direct his life. So how do we implement these declarations? Let's get practical.
I love that. Well, you can use them in multiple ways. One way is simply to take yourself, your beliefs, your thought life higher, right? So it might not be that you're struggling with anything, like you said earlier. You might just need to change a few little words here or there. Or maybe you're like, oh, I'm successful, but the Bible says that he wants you to prosper in everything that you do, that his plans for you are to prosper. So taking that higher, I prosper in every area of my life, in my health, in my relationships, in my finances, right? So beginning to just take what you already believe and know to be true, you can take that higher. But another way is to change our beliefs, to change how we are thinking about ourselves, to renew our mind.
So one thing to do is to just identify, where do I lack hope or peace or joy in my life? And then identify the lie behind it or what you're struggling with. And then ask the Holy Spirit, what is the truth? Figure out what's the lie I'm believing, and then ask the Lord to reveal the truth about that situation and to find Bible verses that talk about that. personalize it and say it out loud to yourself. Yeah. So an example would be, I think I'm a terrible parent. Or you know, I always mess up.
That's a good one.
I'm always messing up. But what's the truth?
Yeah, that's something that I have actually struggled with is I always screw things up. Oh, I forgot something again. I forgot an important thing again. And now I messed up the event, the relationship, whatever it is. I always screw things up or I always forget things. This is a core belief actually that I've had to really unearth and deal with for myself. And that has been something I've had to sit with the Lord on. But the reality is that we tend to focus on the negative more than the positive. And so God showed me you're actually a lot more successful than you are a screw up, right? You actually succeed more in a day than you fail. And so beginning to take that, okay, what does that look like? Or what does God say about me? Well, God says that I'm successful in everything that I do. And that when I begin to commit my ways to him, he's going to bring success to my life. And so I can begin to declare, I commit all my ways to the Lord and he's going to bring success. He is going to guide me in all my decisions. He's going to remind me when I'm forgetting things, which is kind of feels silly. I'm not thinking about the Holy Spirit like my, you know, secretary or my reminder on my phone, but he does remind me of things. And he does, like, I will be completely forgetting whatever it is that I need to do in the moment. And I'll just feel that nudge like, hey, don't forget. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I needed that reminder. And I've began to shift my vocabulary so that when I say, for example, if I'm going to the store and I hadn't put milk on my list, and I get to the store and I'm checking out and then I remember, oh, I need milk. Instead of saying, I always forget something, right? I go, oh, I remembered. I remembered that I needed milk before I left the store. Go me. That was amazing. So switching the narrative in my mind with the help of the Holy Spirit. Gosh, I would even call it a win if I'm in my car and I haven't left the parking lot. I can run back in and grab that thing. But I think that just reframing with our words, and I've begun, instead of saying, I forgot that I needed to do this, so now I'm rushing to do it, I'll say, oh, I remembered that I had that appointment, so here I go. Right. And so just beginning to bring those words into alignment, but declaring, I have the mind of Christ and the mind of Christ is limitless. I am intelligent because the Holy Spirit is inside of me and I have access to his thoughts. And so just beginning to declare the truth over your mind has been huge. We did a course with Igniting Hope where we were supposed to do 100 declarations and a day. And the first like 10, 15 declarations were all about the mind. And so I started with the very first one that said, I remember things well or something like that. And I couldn't say it without laughing. I was like, okay, you know, and I literally read the first five with this like feeling of none of these things are true about me. It showed me that actually there was a stronghold of thought in me that I needed to get rid of. And I could only do that through these declarations, but also through the scripture that, like I just said, I have the mind of Christ, that I carry the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit is bringing life to every cell, including my brain cells. And so you just begin to declare, you identify those places where you say something positive or somebody says, you look nice today. And you go, thank you. You know, there's a lie you're believing. So we start to identify those places and then ask Jesus what he thinks. What does the Bible say about it? And then begin to agree with the truth.
Another example is I haven't been working since I quit my job and we went to ministry school. Mm-hmm. And so there's been a struggle over these 3 years of, are we going to have enough money? Are we going to be taken care of? Because I feel like that's my job. Mm-hmm. I got to take care of our family. Mm-hmm. And it's stressed me out at times. And so I just found a verse, Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so whenever that comes up in me where I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Are we going to have enough money? I'll just say, no, my God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not according to my riches, it's his riches. And he's taking care of us.
And he's so rich.
We love to do declarations in the car with our kids as we're dropping them off at school and just to try to set their day going off in the right direction and just saying, today's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
And have them repeat it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My words are powerful. I love making new friends. I'm full of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I bring Jesus' love with me wherever I go.
So good.
Just declaration after declaration of the truth. I love learning.
Yeah.
You know, because we start to believe lies about ourselves,
yeah.
But none of that's true. So we want to make sure that they're believing the truth as we drop them off at school. And that's been fun.
Yeah.
To see how that works out. Personally, for me, I did the 100 declarations a day challenge for a while. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be really hard. 100 sounds like a lot.
It's going to take forever.
Forever. So I actually timed myself doing 100 declarations, and it takes about 7 minutes. And so you could even, if you break that up into two chunks, 50 in the morning, 50 at night,
yeah,
it's like 3.5 minutes. You can get through 100 declarations, and it makes such a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I spent a long time doing about 25 or 30 a day,
mm-hmm.
and that was good. But when I went to 100, I really started to see a huge difference,
yeah,
in the way that I would respond to situations in my life. Or things would pop up, something would happen. I would have a declaration that,
yeah,
I would come out of me. I would be like, whoa, that's amazing. God has really done something in me. And so just be encouraged. You can do.
Yeah.
I mean, start small if you need to. But as you get that under your belt and you create a list of your own declarations, truths from the scripture and things that God has said over you, amp that up and start doing those more and more throughout the day, or try to get to that 100 a day. And do an experiment and see what God will do with that truth and how it just starts to come out of you.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, where did that come from? It was really incredible. And so I love to, take those scriptures that are meaningful to you, say those out loud. I like to say God's promises to me, what he's called me, your identity that you know from God. Say, I'm a beloved son or daughter of the Most High King.
Yeah.
Or say, what is God's promises he's given me? I like to say I'm an author, speaker,
mm-hmm.
business owner that brings the kingdom of heaven to earth through radical generosity.
Yeah.
You know, those things that you know that he's called you to. And just say those out loud, because it's hard to consistently do what you don't believe you are. And this is one of those ways that you believe what God has said about you.
Yeah.
And it took me a lot of days of declaring I was an author before I actually finished a book. But it worked, that really helped me get through it, to believe God has created me to do this. And then God releases grace to us as we hear our own words.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And I think that's how you know when it's working, is when your reactions begin to change from the negative to the positive. Your life, you see your life lining up and you start bearing good fruit. That's so beautiful. So we've created a PDF for you of declarations, not 100, but just something for you to get started. And so you can find the link for that in the show notes, along with our website, joshandkorina.com/coaching. If you would like to work with us, maybe you've recognized areas where you need some help changing your beliefs and it feels hard, we would love to come alongside you and work with you through this transformation process that we've developed. And you can also find links for our books, Josh's 40-day devotional, Days to Peace, and my book, Transformed by Truth. We will link those in the show notes for you. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. We are so blessed that you took some time out of your day to listen to what the Lord has put on our hearts. And actually, right now, I just wanted to share, I had this picture of a guard over your mouth, that the Lord is coming alongside you and he is guarding your words. I really just feel it's not like somebody putting their hand over somebody's mouth so they won't speak, but it's just this check that he's going to put on your words, so that as you begin to speak, you're going to remember, oh, I want to speak life. I want to say the things that the Lord is saying. I just bless you with the grace to speak life wherever you go. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, and follow us, rate us, and come back next time.
Don't forget to share.